It seems like almost yesterday that Warren Eastman Hearns became governor of Missouri. Born in Moline, Illinois on July 24, 1923, Hearns grew up in Charleston, Missouri, his home for over 80 years. In high school, he determined that he wanted to attend West Point and pursue a military career. And when the appointment was received, he graduated from the academy in the class of 1946. In 1947, he married his high school sweetheart, Betty Cooper. While in the military, he broke his ankle in a softball game, and on the last day of 1949, he retired from the military. On that occasion, he said there was no doubt that he was going to obtain a law degree and enter politics. In typical Hearns fashion, he became a member of the House of Representatives and then received his law degree. He was energetic and ambitious. He was soon majority floor leader, secretary of state, and in 1964 candidate for the governorship of his state. To be successful, he had to overcome the Kansas City political power brokers, upsetting their candidate in the primary, and with the help of Lyndon Johnson, won the governorship. In 1965, the state constitution was amended to permit governors to succeed themselves. And in 1968, Hearns became the first governor in the history of Missouri to serve two successive four-year terms in office. His 8 years as governor saw significant changes in the state's education, mental health, environment, and highway programs. After his governorship, he was appointed a circuit court judge, becoming the first person to serve in all three branches of Missouri's state government. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.